Province. Your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
The National Union of Metal Workers has staged a picket to demand urgent intervention in the ongoing crisis at SA Steel's mill and ArcelorMittal South Africa. Its members have been demonstrating outside the Industrial Development Corporation offices today. In October, ArcelorMittal was ordered to reinstate workers who were unfairly retrenched at its Newcastle and Vereeniging plants. Earlier this month, NUMSA took the steel giant to court, accusing it of ignoring consultation requirements before deciding to close the two operations. The union says it will be delivering a memorandum calling on the IDC to help secure a financial lifeline for workers at the mothballed Newcastle and Vereeniging plants.
AMSA refuses to pay salaries while appealing a court ruling that reinstated workers. We need IDC to work with us to protect livelihoods during December and address AMSA's long-term future.
And NUMSA's Phakamile Hlubi Majola adds that this is their third protest at the IDC.
NUMSA is deeply concerned that the IDC-appointed business rescue practitioners are biased in favour of Alfeco, a bidder whose track record shows collapsed production and deteriorated labour relations.
Kwadukuza Mayor Studuzo Kumeda says recovering electricity losses is now one of his administration's top priorities, just over 100 days into office. Briefing the media in Belito earlier, Kumeda revealed the municipality is losing about 26% of electricity it buys from Eskom. He's pointed to aging infrastructure, illegal connections and billing gaps as factors that cost the municipality millions in lost revenue. Kumeda says decisive steps are now being taken to ensure residents and businesses pay only for the power they use while stabilizing the electricity system.
We are strengthening metering and billing for large power users. Kwadukuza has 493 large power users who account for a major portion of our electricity demand. In the past, many of these metering points were not accurately monitored, which contributed to revenue leakages.
Okumeta says a revenue protection unit has also been introduced to investigate tampering, replace faulty prepaid meters, and recover lost income. And international airlines are anticipating a record-breaking 2026 with an expected 5.2 billion passengers taking to the skies. The International Air Transport Association says this is despite global challenges. The aviation industry is also forecast to achieve a record profit of 6.9 trillion rand next year, fueled by strong passenger demand, especially from emerging markets like India and China. It's up from the 6.8 trillion rand that was made this year. The top story this hour: the National Union of Metal Workers has staged a picket to demand urgent intervention in the ongoing crisis at SA Steel Mills and ArcelorMittal South Africa. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.